Let's become lepers. Our Bibles. First Corinthians chapter 14. First Corinthians chapter 14. We're going to be reading from verse 1 to the last verse. As you'll be joining me in taking these confessions. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Are we there? Okay, want to go? Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Verse 5. I would that you all spake with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interprets, that the church may receive edifying. Verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit to you? Except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine. And even things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? Verse 8. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise ye. Except you utter by the tongue what's easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Verse 12. Even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may exalt to the edifying of the church. Wherefore, speaketh in an unknown tongue, pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Verse, when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupy the room of the unlearned say, Amen, at the giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. Verse 18, everybody. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Verse 20. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be you children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto these people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, saith the Lord. Wherefore tongues are for a sign unto them that believe, or to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. If therefore the whole church be come together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there are in those that are unlearned or non-believers, will they not say that you are mad? But if you all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. And those are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. Verse 26, everybody. How is it then, brethren? When you come together, every one of you had a psalm, had a doctrine, had an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirit of the prophet are subject to the prophet, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not proper unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the Lord. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Verse 36, what came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that are right unto you are the commandment of the Lord. Verse 38, But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Verse 39. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. We're going to be taking verse 39 and 40 together. Again, let's take it again. Hallelujah. So you are going to be taking this confession with me. Praise the Lord. And you must do this with all your strength. And you must be convinced of what you're saying. Say with me, I am a man born of the Spirit. I am a man born of the Spirit. I am full of the Holy Ghost. I am full of the Holy Ghost. I am a man born naturally for the spirituals. I am a man given to the things of the Spirit. I am a great tool of edification. I am an instrument of exhortation. I am an agent of comfort. I am not ignorant of the things that are my spirit. I lay hold on the endowment of the Spirit within me, and I take it out to bless all men. I speak in tongues by the Spirit. I give interpretation to my tongues by the same Spirit. I flow naturally in prophecy. I do not assume the position of the unlearned. Today, I yield to the promptings of the Spirit within me, and I bless men with utterance. In this meeting, I am actively involved in the move of the Spirit. Today, I will sing in the Spirit and in the understanding also. I will sing in the Spirit and in the understanding also. If the Spirit prompt me to shout, I will shout. If the Spirit prompt me to shout, I will shout. If the Spirit prompt me to dance, I will dance. You're not dancing. I will dance. If the Spirit prompt me to rejoice, I will yield and I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I am not left behind today in the flow of the Spirit. I edify men and I am edified of men. I am better positioned. I am better positioned to receive this evening all that God has for me. For if the Spirit says, I should rejoice, I will rejoice.